today I'm going to talk about forgiveness. It's the funniest thing. Yes, I'm an author of forgiveness. I've written a book called The Other F Word, 7 Days to Forgiving Anyone. I give workshops and talks on forgiveness. And today I'm having to work on it myself. Actually, I started out having to forgive my cats. I had a forgiveness workshop that I was doing live via Skype in India. I was so excited about this. I mean, I've been working toward this for 2 years now. So anyway, there I am. I'm all ready to go. Last night I get everything ready. This morning I got up early. But during the night, I have two sweet, wonderful cats. But for some reason, they were having a party in the middle of the night. I mean, jumping all over my bed, running around, woo-woo. And I'm trying to get a good night's sleep to do this workshop this morning, right, that I had to get up at 6 o'clock for. But no, my cats, they wanted to play. And so every time they play, they woke me up. So there I was thinking, oh, gee, I wanted to get a good night's sleep for this. And I didn't because I was sleepy. So I wake up in the morning and there are my two little kitties being as sweet as ever. But they were in a great mood this morning because they had played all night. And I was grumpy because I was sleepy. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, hold it. What is going on here? And I, you know how I look at everything as lessons. And then I realized, wow, I'm starting out this day with forgiveness. Because I knew I could either be angry at the cats because I was sleepy, or I could not. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, why should I be angry at the cats? They were just having fun. But even more than that, I realized if I was angry at them, then I would ruin my day. I would ruin my workshop. I would give that energy off on a forgiveness workshop. So what, you know, who got, and plus, what good would it do to get ran at them anyway? But a normal reaction for other people, and maybe me in the past, was, without knowing these techniques, was to be angry and then be in a bad mood during the day because I was tired and I was angry at the cats. But I'm sharing this with you just to let you know that every time we choose forgiveness, it's a choice. So I could have chosen to be angry at the cats and be in a bad mood during the day and ruin my day, or I could choose, which I chose, I could choose to say, you know what? I choose to let that go and just have a great day. I choose to be open to whatever the day has to offer. I choose to start the day the way I want to start it, which is awesome. So anyway, I know that sounds like a silly idea maybe to some of you to think about getting angry at a cat, but if you think about it, sometimes don't you get angry at your car, or don't you get angry at the traffic because it's holding you back, or don't you get angry at maybe you start out in the morning and everything, maybe the coffee spills and, you know, those kind of things one after another. Things start going bad and you're getting mad at things that can't even, you know, speak back to you. But those are all, that's the same thing as what I did with the cats. I mean, the idea is we have charge over our attitude. We can't always, you know, control what goes on in our life, of course. I mean, life happens. But what we can control is our response to it. So that's the whole purpose of what I'm talking about, our response. So forgiveness is literally just to let go. It doesn't mean I'm going to lay myself down and be a doormat. It has nothing to do with any of that. I've said that before and I'll say it again. Forgiveness is about just choosing to be happy. That's what it's about. So I'm going to leave this with you today. Hopefully you're going to choose a different way when next time you feel like you're getting angry. Choose the opposite of anger, which is excitement. Be open to possibilities. Be open to a different way of experiencing the moment. Be curious. Be curious about how it could be different. So there you go. If you have any ideas about this subject or anything to do with forgiveness or living a joyful life, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at thejoyfulliveproject.com. I'm Juliana Erickson, and I'd love to hear from you. I wish you a fabulous, awesome day. Bye-bye.